This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities in Tokyo announced nearly 500 new cases of the coronavirus Wednesday, the biggest daily increase in the Japanese capital since the pandemic began. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rise comes amid a nationwide spike in infections and as the country discusses with Olympic officials how to safely host next summer's games. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government says there were 493 new cases, surpassing the city's previous high of 472 recorded on August 1, during the peak of Japan's earlier wave of infections. Japan has seen a steady climb in new cases nationwide over recent weeks, and experts have urged officials to step up preventative measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The medical director of NHS England said Wednesday there's pressure on England's National Health Service and the numbers of COVID-19 patients in hospitals has to come down before the winter. Stephen Powell said at a news conference, quote, "It's really important as we go into the winter months that these numbers come down," end quote. The first at-home rapid coronavirus test gets approved, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. medical establishment urges President Trump to share critical COVID-19 data with projected President-elect Joe Biden's team or risk needless, deadly lags in tackling the pandemic. The Biden team has been trying to devise a coordinated national coronavirus strategy, and the open letter from three leading healthcare organizations came as more state and local governments scrambled separately to tamp down a COVID-19 surge threatening to overwhelm hospitals nationwide. Meanwhile, the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, has canceled the Mardi Gras parade next February as the coronavirus continues to surge in much of the United States. Barely 2 weeks after the U.S. polls closed in an election he is now projected to lose, President Donald Trump took to Twitter to fire the official responsible for spearheading efforts to secure the vote. Late Tuesday, President Trump berated the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Christopher Krebs, for making what he called a, quote, highly inaccurate, end quote, statement about the election. The president alleges the November 3rd election was marred by, quote, massive improprieties and fraud, end quote. Krebs responded to his firing on social media, saying he was honored to serve and that his team did it right. Former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn will not be restored as a Labour Member of Parliament after he undermined efforts to tackle anti-Semitism, Britain's current Labour leader Keir Starmer said Wednesday. Corbyn was readmitted to the Labour Party Tuesday after being suspended following comments seemed to be downplaying a report critical of Labour's handling of anti-Semitism complaints under his leadership. However, Starmer refused to readmit him to the Parliamentary Labour Party, meaning he would not officially represent Labour in Parliament and would continue to be classed as independent. IOTA continues to pound Nicaragua with strong winds and heavy rains, even after weakening from a hurricane to a tropical storm. As of late Tuesday night, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said IOTA had winds of 65 kilometers an hour on a path towards Honduras. IOTA made landfall Monday on the northeastern coast of Nicaragua Monday as a Category 4 hurricane. The storm left scores of communities cut off from the outside world and forced thousands of residents to evacuate their homes. At least 8 people across the region have been killed, including 2 children who reportedly drowned while trying to cross a flooded river in Nicaragua. Ethiopia's prime minister said Tuesday that a final and crucial military push in the rebellious region of Tigray will take place in the coming weeks. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, Africa's youngest leader, launched a military offensive against Tigray regional government last week. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.